Well, it's a pretty fun trip from here. It only takes about 8 hours in the car, which is like four lifetimes if the kids are with you. But if your summer plans will be taking you to Niagara Falls in Canada this summer, you'll need to bring passports along with you starting in June. This change in policy that a lot of vacationers are going to have to keep in mind for us. And joining us live to tell us more about what you need to know and do, importantly, is Jane Norris with our sister station, Federal News Radio at 1500. So, Jane, tell us about this.
All right. So this starts June 1st of this year, and it's been delayed for about a year because the southern border, they wanted to get that up and running first. But the new requirement will state that if you are an American citizen or a Canadian citizen, for that matter, you will need proof of citizenship for coming across the U.S. border. They've delayed this, and they delayed it largely because they didn't want long lines and a bunch of confusion at the border because there's just a lot of activity back and forth between Canada and the United States.
Right.
Mm. And so at this point, if you're traveling as a United States citizen, you will need to bring your passport. So you can't just show your driver's license and declare that you're a United States citizen anymore. If you are 16 or under, you don't need a passport as long as you have supervision. If you're with a school bus trip or something along those lines.
Or mom and dad, right?
Or mom and dad. You need a proof of citizenship of some kind, your birth certificate, and that will suffice. But, you know, it, for parents who really do have a lot of activity with their kids as far as travel is concerned, right, it might be a good idea to start investing in a passport for them.
Go ahead and get it.
That's good advice. Yeah.
Now, what about folks who go back and forth on a more frequent basis, perhaps for business? Is there anything that makes the process easier for them?
Well, they have a trusted traveler program. There's one called Sentry, Nexus, or Fast, which is really for truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
But that requires a lot of documentation and background checks, criminal, law enforcement, customs, immigration, agriculture, terrorist indexes. So this is not for the occasional traveler.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go back and forth across the border on a regular basis and you apply for one of these, expect that that's going to take some time and you're going to need to be fingerprinted and they're going to need to check every database that exists on you.
All right, and be ready. There could be some lines from this. Jane, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.